In the continuing saga of the Saints bounty program, suspended Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma has filed a defamation suit against, well, basically his boss, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Joining us right now is a guy who knows pretty much whether or not this guy's got a case. Mitch Lamberg is with the law firm Brownstein Hyatt in Los Angeles, and they're focused on entertainment and business litigation. And he's got a lot of experience in defamation. A lot of that stuff happens in Hollywood. Does he have a case? How do you sue your boss for this?
You know, he has a really challenging case. It's going to come down to what the ultimate facts are, but he's got an uphill battle. And I tell you this as an attorney who almost exclusively represents celebrities and companies as plaintiffs. So usually I'm on his side. But as a plaintiff, he has to prove a couple of things that are really difficult. First, he has to prove that the statements were false. So he's going to have to prove by clear and convincing evidence, actually, that he was not involved in this bounty scheme. And not only that, but he's going to have to prove, the lawyers call it actual malice. He's going to have to prove that Goodell knew that it was false or that he had serious doubts about the truth but published the information anyway. It's a tremendous uphill battle. And in this case, it's hard to imagine that Goodell did not have information before he went and doled out different fines to different people and different suspensions to different people.
Because when you sit and take a look at this, Mitch, I mean, Roger Goodell doesn't want to take out any amount of money for the NFL. And if you take out a player like Vilma, you're hurting the team. So you would think that his position would be, I've got enough evidence, I've got clear evidence that shows that I've got to do this. Otherwise, why am I going to hurt my company, basically?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And let's look at a couple things. When we're talking about players, we had players who were suspended between three games for Scott Fujita all the way up to for a whole year, like Vilma. Mm-hmm. And you got to think there was a reason. There was evidence that Goodell was looking at in order to make these different things. He didn't just drop names out of a hat. And it doesn't matter if Vilma proves that Goodell shouldn't have believed that he was involved in the bounty program. If Goodell had sources, and those sources were sources that any person could reasonably rely on, it's enough that he actually believed it.
We are talking with Mitch Lamberg. He's with a law firm called Brownstein Hyatt, an L.A.-based practice that focuses on entertainment and business litigation and also defamation. One of the things that he states, and because this is what you're looking for in damages, apparently his suit says, Vilma will soon have to leave behind the world of professional football and will likely face difficulties in obtaining other employment. Mitch, Michael Vick, huh? I mean, come on. Michael Vick's working.
Michael Vick's working, but his reputation is still as a
dog beater.
Disgusting dog beater.
Yeah, exactly. Me. Add that too, yeah.
So defamation damages are really interesting. If Vilma somehow overcomes the obstacles that we've already talked about and is able to prove that this is false and that Goodell knew it was false, then this is going to be a huge damages case because defamation damages include not only the damages you can prove, but also damage, just general presumed damage to your reputation, which means that a jury can award the kinds of damages it thinks somebody might naturally suffer without having any proof of any lost income whatsoever.
You learned a long time ago not to ask an attorney what you think the chances are of this thing getting through because you never know what a jury or a judge is going to do. But if this were your client, would you say, hey, tough uphill battle, or would you say, yeah, let's take it on and go for it, from what you've seen?
You know, from what I've seen, I got to tell you, this is one of those cases where I'd rather have the defense rather than the plaintiff fight.
I think that says it all. Mitch Lamberg from the law firm Brownstein Hyatt in Los Angeles. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.